producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
On a very brisk October day, here in sunny, it's still sunny, Southside Fargo, AM 1100 to Flag, Flag Family Radio, 1090 out in Tioga. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, and today I wanted to kind of switch it up, do something a little different. It's my Feel Good Friday segment of the Common Sense Club today. So whatever makes you feel good, you can let us know about it. You know, call in 855-217-76 extension 2, get you live on air, and you can get your Feel Good Friday moment out and into the radio ether. One of the things that make me feel great is the Salvation Army and the great job those folks over there do with taking care of all your needs. You fall on hard times, you need a little extra help. They got you covered. They got your everything from your personal care items to maybe help with some type of assistance in your life. And they go from the physical all the way down to all the way up to the spiritual aspect of help. So anytime they have an event or a drive or a fundraiser, always want to promote that and support that. So I have Kimberly Wagner. She's no stranger to the Common Sense Club. She's holding on the line right now to tell us about a great event, Stuff the Truck or Fill the Truck. Which one of those monikers apply, Kimberly?
You know, actually, good morning, Leon.
Good morning.
We had our Stuff the Truck on Wednesday to try to get as many items as we can because, as you know, it's very cold in this community and this region during the wintertime, and we can feel that this morning. It's already starting to get pretty chilly. So we wanted to make sure that we collected all the items that we can for our distribution coming up starting tomorrow.
Oh, okay. And what kind of items are you looking for, or were you looking for?
Yeah, you know, we'll take any items that are children's, adults, coats, snow pants and boots. Those are big items that we are always short on. Hats, gloves, scarves, gloves, all those items that would be needed during the wintertime, especially for the kids as they go out to recess. They like to be outside and playing, and we want to make sure that they stay warm. So we will continue to take items throughout the program.
Oh, absolutely. And I was thinking, I remember a couple of months ago you were on, and you guys were trying to hit a goal. How close are you? And you don't have to give us a brass tacks, exact figures or anything like that, but how close are you to your goal?
Yeah, you know, like you'd mentioned, we were about 550 short last year. So our goal, we had a spring collection, and our goal was to make up those items. Well, we were guesstimating we probably brought in about 1,200 items during that spring drive. We were blown away by the generosity in that drive. And then we also had our fall drive and the Stuff the Truck. So we don't know how many items that we have in, but we have a lot of items in, and we're just hoping that it'll be the items needed for the people that come in. But we're feeling pretty good about on the donations that are in, but again, we're always short on the boots, snow pants, and those children's coats are so important.
So you need boots and snow pants and kids' clothes, basically. Now, and you know, anyone out there with kids, you know how quickly they go through that stuff. So, whatever you can do, whatever you can do to help Kimberly out and to help the Salvation Army out and help your neighbors out. And it sounds like the Fargo-Moorhead area are pretty giving folks. So that's always great. But whatever you can do, especially when it comes to kids' winter wear. Please contact Kimberly. And Kimberly, tell the folks how they can contact you.
Absolutely. You can reach me on my direct line at 701-356-2688. And if you know of anybody that needs any winter items, you know, we have our distribution October 11th and the 13th to the 16th.
Okay, good deal, good deal. So any other events, fundraisers, drives you want to make us aware of?
Yeah, we have actually during the Colts for Kids and Family distribution, we are signing up families for Thanksgiving food boxes, which will be distributed to them a few days before Thanksgiving. We also will be in on the middle of November signing up families for Christmas food boxes. And again, the bell ringing, we can always use people to come ring the bells. The funds raised during that are where it allows us to do a lot of the programs that we do. So that's really important as well.
So I think I'll be out there a couple of times, and I'll have my green Noel my tie on that has the little lights blinking, ringing the bells. I want folks out there joining me.
Absolutely. We can get some competitions here, Leon. See how long you can ring.
Good deal, good deal. I'm up for it. I'm going to issue a challenge to the folks here at AM 1100 and Flag Family, Todd Mitchell out there. I'm going to issue a challenge to those guys so you can ring the bells the longest. Anyway, Bob out in Grafton, what's on your mind?
Morning, Leon, on this beautiful Friday. I tell you, my feel-good feeling for this Friday is two things. First is that we're 24 days away from giving the Hippocratic Party in Washington their eviction notice.
Oh, wow.
Second, I mean, this judicial tyranny that's going on with this, the federal judge is striking down another voter ID law. You know, you need an ID to get into the Hippocratic National Convention, but not to vote. But my second thing, feel good, is that I feel that this honorable Marine that's stuck in the filthy Mexican prison down there in Mexico for making a wrong turn, I feel he's going to be released soon, Leon, because I think the president's come to his senses. He's got five people he's willing to trade for this Marine. It's Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, Harry Reid, Al Sharpton, and Jesse Jackson. So we're going to give them those five guys and get our honorable Marine back.
Oh, wow. I was not expecting that on the Feel Good Friday, but thanks for your contribution there, Bob. And I hope that Marine is released soon. And I know you said that kind of tongue-in-cheek with those folks that he's willing to trade, but thanks for your contribution to the Feel Good Friday segment. Kimberly, my apologies, but
that
there you go. Anyway, so you have many, many events, fundraisers, and drives going on. But what I want folks to take away from this is there's always folks out there that need. And they're not, you know, these aren't like bums or layabouts or people like that. They're folks that fall in hard times. And there are families out there that have fallen on hard times, and that we all know. I mean, right now it's 28 degrees here in Fargo, and it's just it's going to get colder. So these folks need things. These folks need things, and the Salvation Army is out there doing the most good, doing everything that they can to make sure that these families are adequately accommodated. And so that's why I wanted to have you on this morning for this Feel Good Friday segment of the Common Sense Club. So, you guys are located where again?
Yeah, we are located at 304 Robert Street downtown. And we also have a building out in Moorhead where our distribution for this program is at 1503 First Avenue North.
And if we needed to drop off something, say Chris, my producer in there, has a big bag of stuff he needs to drop off. Where does he need to go?
Yeah, he can bring it down to 304 Robert Street anytime Monday through Thursday from 9 to noon and 12 to 4. I'm sorry, 1 to 4. Or you can always call the Salvation Army and see what the best time is as well.
And I apologize for not knowing this, but do you guys have those drop boxes anywhere?
That's a good question. We actually don't. No.
Okay.
So, excuse me, any items can be just brought down to our downtown location.
Okay. The downtown location is the best. And Kimberly, I'm telling you this, and I haven't discussed this with Todd or Scott or anyone else, but yeah, I think that whole challenge thing is gonna be good.
I love it. I will definitely call you about that.
Good deal. These are men, anyway, so they respond well to some chiding, some challenge. So I'm gonna try to get that off the ground. I want to thank you for coming on the Common Sense Club and helping me get my Feel Good the Friday segment, off to the races, off and running. So thank you for that.
And thank you, Leon, and thank you for the Common Sense Club for all your support.
Not a problem. The Salvation Army, doing the most good. I mean, they give anything that the folks out there need. I mean, that's from basic needs, housing, youth services. I almost sounded like De Niro there. Youth services, rehabilitation, disaster relief, counseling, and spiritual counseling. So you get all of your needs met there. And if you are able, please give to the Salvation Army. Again, thank you, Kimberly. We'll be right back with Ellen Ratner and Bland Keita Cullum right after this break.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at What's On Your Mind Radio.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
The feds are trying to ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. KD Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. KD Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We are back. This is a feel-good Friday. It's always a feel-good day on the Common Sense Club right here in sunny Southside Fargo. Not so warm, though. It's like 28 degrees out. Out in Tioga, it is 27 degrees and misty. It took me like 5-10 minutes to scrape the ice, the frost, off my windows this morning, and I'm looking up at the sky. You got the moon there and the sun. It's just some weird, wonky weather we're going through today. But it's not going to dampen my disposition, because I have two gals on the line right now, chock full of common sense. They're going to set me straight on a couple of things, and that doesn't happen very often. But I want to welcome Ellen Ratner and Blanky the Cullum to the Common Sense Club.
Thank you so much. I'm still putting on a sweater. It sounds like it's cold over there.
It's a little chilly. I'm just going to throw that out there. 28 degrees here. But I think that our cold weather kind of lends itself to our we have the highest workforce participation in the nation. And I think, you know, being cold kind of motivates you to get up and, you know, move around a little bit. That's what I'm going to attribute it to anyway.
I'm going to attribute it to oil.
Well, that too. We need the energy to keep warm.
I'll raise a glass to that. That'll work.
Raising glasses already? I need my Irish coffee in there.
If it keeps people employed, I'm happy about it.
Good deal. I have a couple of things I want to... Before, like in the first segment, I had a guy call in and he was talking about the Marine imprisoned in Mexico. And I haven't really spoken with you two about this. Are you familiar with the Marine that's imprisoned in Mexico?
Blanquita is an expert on this topic.
Okay.
Oh yeah, and apparently he's close to getting out, so I'm happy about that. Tamarisi.
Tamarisi, yes. And I couldn't think of that last name. But do you, Blanquita, I'll throw this out to you. One, do you think that this administration is doing as much as it should to
No, absolutely not. They'll have to help that idiot that may turn out to be ending up a traitor and trade 5 Taliban guys for him. And there's more investigation going on to him. They'll think about closing Gitmo, and they'll let a lot of people in here that we don't know where they're from, whether they're really from Mexico or from Hamas. And then they'll leave the Marine, who we know has post-traumatic stress syndrome, who told people that he was lost. Don't get me started. I'm ticked.
Our caller we had on earlier said that the White House is thinking about trading 5 folks, and they would be Biden, Hillary, and he named a couple of other folks for, you know, as a swap, a trade for Andrew down there in Mexico. And it was tongue-in-cheek, but I thought it was funny. I thought it was applicable. So there you go. Another thing, I'll throw this to Ellen. This White House prostitution scandal by the liaison for women's affair. How do you ration that, Ellen, or am I making too much of it?
Well, I think we don't know all the information yet, and that's the issue. So it's hard to know whether you're making too much of it.
No, I've actually been in that hotel. You know that. I think I told you that, Ellen, right? When I was working overseeing Voice of America, and I had to go have a meeting in Colombia, and somehow one of the staffers, which is still yet to be determined, had that huge suite, the notorious suite, a lot of activity happened. And let me tell you how big that suite was. That suite is as big as a luxury condominium in New York City, with a gym and a view of the city and all that kind of stuff, which you think, okay, how is that happening? I'm very sad about it, because I have a lot of respect for the mission of the Secret Service, and even though I'm not a big fan of the president, I want to protect him. He's our president, and I don't like that there's problems with the Secret Service.
Well, what do you think about the fact that the folks were directed at the time anyway to delay the report of that investigation until after the election? What do you think about that, Ellen?
Well, you know, I mean, government runs, no matter who's running the government, it runs slowly. And that's what I think about that. It runs slowly and inefficiently. You know, as my brother Michael said to me when I was 13 years old, all governments are bad and some are worse than others. It's just the design. And anywhere you go in the world, it runs not efficient.
That sounds like
one of the things I wanted to parse out, and I understand bureaucracies run very slowly, but it seems to me that they were intentionally told to delay so Obama wouldn't have egg on his face.
Well, he's got so much egg on his face that he looks like he's working in a farm. I mean, you know, getting the eggs out of the hen. I mean, the yolk is on the White House. I mean, it's not what it's cracked up to be. Don't get me started. I got to just say that right now they're nervous. They're so nervous about anything. And then you've got Goop, Gwyneth Paltrow, who talks about her big crush on Obama. Oh, like that's going to help because she's almost more unpopular than he is.
And it just, wow, it blows my mind that the guy that's embroiled in this whole controversy started working full-time in this administration on a federal contract as a policy advisor to the Office on Global Women Issues. Think about that, the hypocrisy. And that's my opinion. If I make it too much of that, you got folks, and we are accused routinely about the false war on women. You've heard it, and then you have this White House, and with this scandal and this cover up, and then this guy, the Office on Global Women Issues. I just think it's a little disingenuous.
There's a lot going on in the world, and a lot going on in the United States, and frankly, this just doesn't rate as an issue.
Well, it does.
Understood.
I mean, if they're working for the president, and regardless of which president, honestly, I mean, this guy, they know better. Honestly, they know better. And to say they don't, I've served in the administration. I even worked for Obama for a while. Because, honestly, when you serve the president, the one thing you do, and the Secret Service and the FBI will ask you, have you ever done anything to embarrass the president? You don't think they know this isn't going to embarrass the president, and that's the location where they had the big scandal with the Secret Service? He's an idiot.
It happened a while ago. These people are not there. Who cares?
I care.
Okay, well,
I care because, again, if that guy gets away with it, and the Secret Service gets away with it, and there's over 1,000 infractions in the Secret Service that potentially jeopardize the White House and this president and any president, it's serious.
Okay. One other question. One of you, Blanquita, you're running the country, and you have this Ebola outbreak that's going on. What do? Do you ban flights? We don't have time. Do you ban flights? Yes or no?
No. Yes.
One yes, one no. We have to revisit this issue. Don't have time right now. Thank you for coming on the Common Sense Club. We'll be right back with Pastor Dave Mata right after this.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannum to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Now, so I can't answer that question in studio right now with Pastor Dave Mata. You guys all know him. He's over there at the Calvary. United Methodist Church. You see what happens when I don't have my coffee and we're talking about how cold it is? That's a brain freeze right there. So I have you in studio today because there's an exciting event going on Saturday, correct?
No, it's going to be Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock.
I'm missing on all cylinders this morning.
Oh, that's all right.
So tell us a little bit about the event. First of all, give us the name. What's the name of the event?
The name of the event is it's called A Solemn Assembly, and it's taken from Joel, the book of Joel. It's a minor prophet in the Old Testament, Joel chapter 2, verse 15, and it says, "Blow the trumpet in Zion, declare a holy fast, call a sacred assembly." Some versions say a solemn assembly. And, you know, when there was a crisis in the land, usually they called people together. And, you know, at various times in our community, we called people together and had prayer meetings about a literal flood.
Right.
You know, there's a flood coming. We need to pray, you know, as a Christian church. And so we did that. You know, we did it once at our church. I remember at Bethel, and I think even downtown, went to the Fargo Theater and had a prayer meeting down there, especially afterwards. I think after the, 2009 flood, but we thought, you know, there's another flood, and it's a flood of evil, and we need to get together as a Christian community, Catholics, Protestants together, and it really came out of our 40 Days for Life committee to round up people. So Father Charles called a few of the...
LaCroix?
Father Charles LaCroix.
Awesome.
He called a few of the Catholic priests, including Bishop John Fulda.
Okay.
And, you know, there's probably 4 priests going to be there, and then 4 Protestants or evangelicals like Matthew St. John from Bethel Evangelical Free Church and Bob Ona from the Assembly of God Church. And I think Lee Hoops, he's a Free Lutheran pastor from down by Kindred, and also Pastor Doug Vandermeulen. He's from Community Baptist Church. And then the Catholic priests will be Father Ray Courtright and... Also, Yeah, Deacon Stu Longton.
Okay.
And Father Charles LaCroix. But, you know, the way we're going to set it up is we're going to gather together. We'll have some worship time together and just say, you know, we worship the same Jesus, and we're praying to him. And then we're going to pray for four or five different specific areas. So I'll have a Catholic priest and a Protestant pastor pray for, like, just general repentance. I mean, that's what a solemn assembly was meant. You know, it's like in Joel, it says the locusts were coming. And really, it's called the Lord's army. He was disciplining Israel.
Yeah.
And it's like we need to confess our own sins instead of worrying about all these sins that other people are doing.
Right.
You know, the church, you know, what haven't we done? You know, we've been silent. We have sinned. Or what have we done that we shouldn't be doing? So we need to come in the spirit of repentance. So there's going to be a time of repentance where we'll be led by a Catholic priest and a Protestant pastor. And then, you know, and just not big, huge, long prayers, you know, like 3 minutes apiece. And then, like, we're going to have some rapid fire praying from anybody in the congregation that feels led to speak out their cry. I think God has given everybody a cry, and you come with your cry, and then they can come, maybe 30-second prayers, rapid fire praying.
I was going to ask that. You know, I'm sitting out there, and you know, there's a lot. If you're sitting there and you're thinking about the problems that we're having here in America, mm-hmm. Across the world, there is a lot. We can be thankful for, because we are blessed in this country. There's a lot of things that are going south really quickly in this country, and I think we need that prayer. We don't fall back to our roots,
yeah.
our spiritual roots often enough, in my opinion, and that's why our moral compasses are so, you know, out of whack right now.
Yeah,
I think it's needed.
And there was way back in the 80s, some of the Catholic ladies that are on the 40 Days for Life have mentioned about a lady that kind of gave a prophetic word about North Dakota and how abortion is going to end here in North Dakota. And the verse that she used was 2 Chronicles 7:14. A lot of people use that verse, but it's a verse. It's like, if my people, not all these other, not the heathens or anything, but if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then, and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven. Then I will forgive their sin, and then I'll heal their land. So that first part is on this repentance. And then we'll move into some other areas. Like, we want to pray about Measure One. We want to pray about the upcoming elections. This is important.
How do you feel about Measure One? Just your gut feeling, gut instinct.
I think we need it. I think it's true.
I know we need it. I mean, absolutely. But what I'm trying to get at is, where do you feel? Give us a do you think it's going to pass? I'm reading the forum article the other day, and the one time I read it and I'm not pulling my hair out, it says, you know, Measure One is expected to pass.
Yeah, front page.
Yeah.
Big. I saw the big letters. I thought, wow, is that going to rile up the other side?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But, you know, I think they just tried to give an honest report of where we're at now. I know when Measure 3 was going, you know, the religious liberty measure,
right.
You know, we were way ahead there too. And it ended up, you know, at the last minute, these things on TV came, the ad,
right.
And it put, oh, Pastor, I don't know if I should, you know, it's like, and all of a sudden they won big.
Do you tell your flock, the folks that come, your congregation, do you tell them of the importance of Measure One?
Yes. I believe, you know, that, you know, the government is to protect the church, but they should keep out of the church. They should not tell pastors what they can say or cannot say from the pulpit, you know. So the government should stay out of the church.
Right.
But we should be prophetic, and we need to speak to our government. You know, we need to,
absolutely,
you know, pay for our government, praise our government, but we should also, you know, prophesy to our government.
Yeah.
You know, about things that aren't right. It's not like my government right or wrong.
Right.
So,
especially on an issue like this, when I think of Measure One, I don't see it so much as a political issue.
No.
I mean, I do believe that our government has the obligation to protect life. I mean, it's a, if you don't have life, in my opinion, none of your other freedoms and liberties even matter because, you know, you're not here to enjoy them. So our government absolutely, in my opinion, has an obligation to protect that. But I don't think it's a political issue. You know, it's not a, like a Democrat or a Republican issue.
No.
It's a life issue. So,
yeah. So we're freely talking about it at church. They got the signs up.
Good deal.
I just get my signs and I put them up on the road on 45th Street and all around the church. I got my pray and fast, you know, to end abortion, my 40 days for life sign.
Right.
So, you know, we're going to have prayers for repentance, prayers about Measure One and upcoming midterm elections, and prayers about the 40 days for life fall campaign. And then we're going to take time to pray for Christians throughout the world who are being persecuted.
Yes. Good. Who's this strapping young lad to just sit down beside you?
You know, I think he is the one and only freedom poet.
Mark the freedom poet.
And you'll be happy to know that Senator Larry Roden and the men's group in Union Center are praying for the solemn assembly in South Dakota right now.
Good deal. Awesome. That is awesome. So, are you a part of this whole solemn assembly? Are you going to be there, Mark?
I'm going to be fasting starting on Saturday at 3:30. I'm going there. I'm not a designated. I'm going to have my 30-second prayer. I'm not a designated pastor who gets 3 minutes.
Yeah.
But I'm going there mostly to join with the body of Christ to stand up, crying out, pleading with God to save our country from ruin.
Yeah. And see, I think that is an awesome, awesome format. You know, you have the pastors, they're going to pray. They're going to do their 3 minutes.
Three minutes.
And then the folks that come, they can, if I wanted to stand up and, you know, give a 30-second a prayer, I can do that.
Amen.
Awesome.
And we don't want it to be a big pastor pre-show. Oh, let's see who can pray the best prayer. No, it's not about that. It's really crying out to God.
Yes.
It's really praying to Him.
There will be tears.
Yeah. I fully expect that. I mean, we have some issues near and dear to my heart. Measure One first and foremost. So I definitely feel like speaking out a little bit. I'm going to keep it to 30. I'm going to keep it to 30 seconds. Yeah, I tend to bloviate, but I would encourage anyone, everyone out there to come to this solemn assembly. And when is it again?
It's this Sunday.
This Sunday?
At 4:00 in the afternoon at Calvary United Methodist Church. It's 4575 45th Street South. And we just want to come together. And, you know, another thing that I don't want, it's like, you know, when we pray, you know, we're talking to God.
Yep.
It's not like, you know, how sometimes us preachers, you know, we're praying and we're really preaching at the same time.
Yep.
You know, no, we want to talk to God about these things and believe that He's going to hear us. And because we're joining together, you know, where two or three on earth agree, touching anything, it shall be done, especially if it's according to His will. And we know life is according to God's will.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, Joel and Daniel encourage us, and Jeremiah, to fast. Once you start fasting, then it's not about, it's about God's mercy for me. It's you fast and pray and repent.
Yeah.
Individually, whether it's a pastor, priest, or a layman. If we come there, and literally we're not going to eat, by the time we get there, Dave and I and several others will not have eaten since 3:30 the day before. Not to be holy, but to literally search our own hearts, to cry out to God.
Okay.
Because Christ says when you fast, not if.
How many folks are you going to, are planning to fast with you? Do you know?
Well, I know of three.
Okay. And we talk about the whole 3+3+3,
right.
And we'll develop that, you know, in the coming weeks, absolutely. But this is awesome. I want to get into the different prayers that are going to be given by different pastors.
Yeah, like at first, you know, we're going to have a time, you know, as people are coming in, you know, there's going to be worship going on. So they can engage in worship if they would like. The words will be on the screen. And then right at 4, we're going to read Joel chapter 2, verse 15. And we'll sing a couple more songs together, and then we'll get into the praying, because that's why we're here. We're calling a solemn assembly to pray. And the first thing would be to pray for repenting, repentance. And Father Charles and Pastor Doug Vandermeulen are going to lead us in that.
That music means that we're right up against the break, but we will be right back with Pastor Dave Mata and Mark the Freedom Poet right after this break.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
October is a great time to head for Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Minnesotans have the MEA weekend coming up, and also North Dakotans have a break as well for the fall, middle of October. Some great opportunities to take the whole family and head to Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Walker, Minnesota itself is a treasure, but the resort is phenomenal. The 502 restaurant, the Copper Door Aveda Spa, the meeting rooms, the pool, the sauna, the rooms themselves, condo tells, they're absolutely fantastic. And there's some great deals at ChaseOnTheLake.com, ChaseOnTheLake.com. How about this? Through the end of November, any Sunday through Thursday, Chase is offering a buy one night, get the second night free. Just call 888-CHASE-06. One more time, 888-CHASE-06. Or go to ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott, spa, dining, bike rentals, and more. See you at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We are back. This is the Common Sense Club, and my two guests sitting in studio, Mark the Freedom Poet and Pastor Dave Mata. We're talking about a solemn assembly. It's taking place on Sunday, October 12th, 4 o'clock, Calvary United Methodist Church here in Fargo. I want to put out a call to all those pastors out there and to all of the common sense folks out there to meet us at Calvary United Methodist Church. That's 5575 45th Street South to pray for a couple of areas. The passage of Measure 1 in North Dakota, the 40 Days for Life campaign, Christians throughout the world that are suffering right now. We need to pray. And Mark and Dave and a host of other folks are going to be fasting and, you know, alongside of this prayer, this solemn assembly. So I think we're going to reach out, cry out to God to help us, to aid us, to bless our efforts, to bless our efforts in this endeavor. And I want to encourage everyone out there within the sound of my radio voice to join us on Sunday. I want to get to the different areas of prayer, and we can just kind of hit them. You don't have to go in depth, and just, you know, give us the overall, what are we praying for?
Yeah, you know, we want to not only ask God to bless what we're doing, but we want to get in on what He's already doing. And He wants to wake people up. He wants to be real to people. He wants people to have a relationship with Him. And even when His own kids, you know, they kind of go astray, like the church,
yeah.
We need to have a time every once in a while where we get together and we have this solemn assembly and we repent. You know, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I'm going to hear from heaven. You know, I'll forgive their sin, I'll heal their land. So there's the first time, or the first part is prayers of repentance. And then we want to have a time of prayers about Measure 1 and the upcoming election. You know, we need to pray as a church about what's going on and about life issues and prayers about the 40 Days for Life. That's another area that we're going to focus in on, where, you know, a pastor and priest will pray for about 3 minutes apiece and then open it up for this rapid fire praying, 30 seconds each. And then the last thing, we're going to pray for Christians throughout the world who suffer persecution. And then we'll wrap it up with just we need to pray for Israel.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We need to bless Israel.
I sit and I think about the strength of that tiny, tiny country and those folks over there in Israel. And I see how they're just demonized in the media. And you have to look at it for what it is. I think evil is at work, you know, over there in the Middle East, and even here in America, when our vision is so blurred by the mainstream media, we have to have strength, man, and strength of prayer. Mark?
You know, if Israel would rejoice if the Arab neighbors laid down their weapons tomorrow,
yep.
If the Israelites unilaterally laid down their weapons tomorrow, they would all be dead by sunset.
Yep.
You have to understand, these are a good, God-fearing people, and they're surrounded by enemies who want their destruction.
So we need to stand with Israel.
That's right.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Good deal. I want to thank both of you guys for coming in here and telling us about this solemn assembly. Sunday, 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
We have to be there. I'm going to put it on my social media. Mark, I'm sure you're going to do the same, right?
Yeah.
On your social media. So no excuses. 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Come there, fellowship. If you have a 30-second prayer you want to get off your chest, we can do that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I plan on doing it. Mark, I'm positive you're going to pray.
If I feel God's unction to do it, I might just go there and just silently pray. You know, I'm not going to script anything. If I feel moved to pray and I feel there's a gap, there needs to be a prayer, I'll sure do it.
Oh, yeah. And we're already going to be praying for one of my signature. I'm not going to say signature, but one of the things that I am passionate about is the 40 Days for Life, the Measure 1. Man, there's no bigger issue to me. So that's what I'll be praying for. And I do. Every night when I say my prayers, that's in there. I have to protect these little guys and gals,
yeah,
from the evils of the abortion industry. Do not believe the hype. Don't believe the forum. Don't believe those guys from out of state that are dumping in $1 million+ into our media. Don't believe them. Believe what's in your heart. Believe what the message De Mata is giving you about life. Those are kids, period. Yeah. Everything else is just window dressings for the liberals.
God bless you, Leon. God bless you. May the Lord magnify what you just said.
I hope he does, man. I hope. And then I believe that North Dakota, the folks here in North Dakota are good-hearted, good-natured, and they understand this issue. But I just see the left. I see those folks from Washington, D.C. and on the left coast over there bringing that money in and inundating us with these commercials. I think it's evil. I really do, and it's sad. I'm gonna tone it down.
I think it's evil too.
No,
I agree with you.
Okay, yeah, good deal.
I do. I think, you know, why is 95% of the money coming from out of state? Why is that?
It's unreal. It's unreal. I think it's
innocent blood is a big deal to God.
Yeah, and it should be to us.
Yeah,
God hates it. The shedding of innocent blood in Proverbs.
Absolutely. On in a country that was set up via divine providence. We can't have it. We'll be right back with Scott and Todd right after this break.
Straight ahead.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers, and we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.